Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Bahar and B'chol Kosai. This week we finish Sefer Vayikra, reading two sedges, Bahar and B'chol Kosai. What I'd like to look at as a starting point for our shiur this evening are psukim that appear at the end of towards the end of Parshas Bahar. They're both reasonably short sedges. Parshas Bahar is one of the places in the Chumash where important details concerning the mitzvah of tzedakah are found. Tzedakah is a big subject, and we're not going to cover everything about tzedakah tonight. But the Torah tells us in the first of the sources in Vayikra Perek Kaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Hei, "V'chiyamoch achicha." If a person becomes impoverished, if a fellow Jew becomes impoverished, umata yado imach, as he's falling down because of his financial distress, "V'chzaktabol," you should strengthen him, pick him back up. "Gerver shoshav v'chai imach," make sure he's able to live with you. You give him what he needs. And then the next pasuk, Lamed Vav, specifically talks about not charging interest on loans, but it concludes with the words, "V'chei achicha imach," your fellow Jew, your brother, should be able to live with you. Rashi explains "V'chzak tabo" in the second source in Perchafei Vayikra Pasuk Lamed Hey, "V'chzak tabo al tanicheu sheyered meipol." Don't let him collapse. Don't let him financially collapse and fall apart. And that'll be almost impossible to get him back up on his 2 feet. Okay, when he begins to falter, when he begins to fall down, when you see that he's beginning to lose his stature and so on, his financial independence, that's when you should help him, when he's still, you know, he's still standing a little bit, even though he's teetering. He said, it's like, the Rashi says, it's like you have a donkey. So as long as the donkey is holding the weight on its back, it's a big peckle. And so, you know, it's a little heavy and it's faltering, so you can straighten him out. But once he collapses, you can't get five people to straighten him out. Can't get him back up. So that's the idea over here. The other place in the Torah, besides here in Parshas Bahar, where the mitzvah tzedakah is presented in some detail, is in Chumash Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh. It says over there, in Perek Tes Vav of Dvarim, starting in Pasuk Zayin, "Ki evecha evyon," if you have a very poor person, impoverished person, "mecharachecha v'acharecha, v'arzucha shem alkecha nosilach, lo sa'ameitzas levavcha v'lo sikpotzas yorcha mechicha evyon." Do not sort of harden your heart and don't close your hand to your brother, the poor person. Rather, Pasuk Ches, "Ki v'soach tiftachas yorcha lo," you should open your hand to him with generosity, right? Open up your hands. "V'avei tavitenu," you should lend him what he needs. "Dei machsoro asheyech salo." Whatever he's missing, whatever he's lacking, you, it doesn't mean every person has to provide by himself, but it means you, everyone should provide this person what he needs. And then it says in Pasuk Tes, don't say something, this person might think, well, it's coming to the Shemitah year, the Shemitah is discussed there in Parshas Re'eh, it's also discussed here. In our study in Parshas Bahar, we know one of the laws of Shemitah is that loans are canceled, so a person might think, well, I'm not going to lend the person now, a couple of years before Shemitah, it's going to be canceled. Don't say that, right? Because then he'll call out, he'll cry out to God, no one wants to help me, and you'll get blamed and so on. But rather, again, in Pasuk Yud, Noson titen lo, give him what he needs. Don't be embittered. Don't be, bad hearted, bad spirited about it. Right? Hashem will give you a bracha for this. That's in Parshas Re'eh. If you look in the Rambam, source number 4, the Sefer HaMitzvah, and the Rambam Mitzvah says a kuf tzadi hey. The Rambam says, we should give tzedakah and support those who are weaker financially. And the Rambam says the pasuk appears, or the mitzvah appears in a couple of places. Interestingly, he picks the pasuk in Re'eh to quote first, even though it's not the chronological reason. That's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in source 3. And then he quotes the Psukim in our study here in Bahar, "V'omar v'chzakta bo gever soshav," etc. "V'omar v'cheyachich imach." Okay, it's an interesting question why the Rambam chooses to formulate the mitzvah revolving around the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh and not revolving around the Pasuk over here in Parshas. There are answers to that. But anyway, that's what the Rambam does. And he says, "V'hakavona," at the end of 4, "V'hakavona be'elo shalos kulam achasi." All these Psukim, they mean the same thing. Right, they all have one intent, namely Shenazar aniyenu v'nachzek v'nachazkeim dei sipukam. Right, to strengthen other people, give them what they need. The Sefer Chinuch as well, also following the Rambam, he focuses more on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. For starters, he presents the mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh. It's mitzvah tough ayin test in source 5. She gives tzedaka with great joy and with great good-heartedness and so on, and support the ani b'chol ma'asher tzorach l'michaso, etc., whatever we can possibly do. And he also quotes the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. That's where he's talking in Parshas Re'eh, Pasoach Tiftach. And he also says, by the way, Pasoach Tiftach, double language, means many times. You can't just give once. A person may need more. And then he also says, and he quotes now the Pesukim in Ar Sugya and Bahar, and again, there is another source. The Rambam, neither the Rambam nor the Chinuch mentions this. It's in the same Pesukim, but whatever the reason, neither the Rambam nor the Chinuch quoted this. The Smak, Sefer Mitzvos Cotton, Mitzvah Reish Memches, in source number 6. He says, that's Pasuk Yud, back in source 3 in Dvarim Perek Tezvav and Parshas Re'eh. He quotes that as the principal source, Noson Titein. Okay, that's how he learns. The Rambam and the Chinuch, though they mentioned several psukim, did not mention that phrase at all. Possibly because, but it looks like that from the Gemara. The Smak didn't make it up. The Gemara in Shulah Stav Chav Hey Amud Aleph 7 talks about a shuah. You know, you're generally not allowed to take a shuah to go against the Torah. We won't go into details now, but a shuah that is against something the Torah is null and void because we're already what's called mushpa ve'omid maharsina. We've already been sworn in, so to speak, to observe the mitzvah maharsina. So you can't take a private oath to undo that. Again, that's not our problem tonight, but the point is, in the context of that discussion, in source number 7, the Gemara in Shuah says, right, a person takes such a shua, so it's the Gemara talks about it being a valid shua. So how could it be? What do you mean it's a valid shua? Elam etzokalani mushpova merasinai. You can't say I won't give. It's mushpova merasinai. Shenemar nason titein lo. Okay, so the Gemara answers over the answer again. I'm not into the local issue there in shuas, but the point is that the Gemara, in telling us that a person is bound by the laws of our Sinai to give tzedakah, quotes Noson Titein, which is what the Smak, understandably then, quotes as the mark of the mitzvah tzedakah in source 6, in mitzvah Reish Pam Ches. He says, Noson Titein lo. And it's interesting that neither the Rambam nor the Chinuch mentions that in among the psukim that have to do with tzedakah. It could be because of what the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, says in Esen Kuf Samach Beis, in 8, he says that's talking about a person who doesn't want to accept any money. Some people are proud they don't accept any money. So lo rotzo lekabel tzedakah, so he came up with us, so give him a loan. Right? The person may take a loan because he feels he's going to pay you back. So that you should give him. And that's where Noson Titein lo comes in. So the way the Smag learns, the pasuk Noson Titein, talking about giving somebody a loan. So maybe that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch don't enumerate that phrase, Noson Titein, among the tzedakah obligations, because that's not, I mean, giving a loan is also a form of tzedakah, but they're talking about giving somebody money, not with any hope or intent of getting it back. So maybe that's why they don't quote Noson Titein. Okay, be that as it may, we have these several different psukim, which indicate, according to one authority or another, a mitzvah saseh relating to tzedakah. In addition to the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah, there's also mitzvah lo saseh. Tzedakah is one of those unusual mitzvahs that has both an saseh and a lo saseh attached to it. Not, like, say, for example, I don't know. Yeah, you have an assay. You have another assay. Any type of assay. You say to put on tefillin. Mitzvah assay to put on tefillin. So it's not that there's a mitzvah assay to put on tefillin, and then there's a mitzvah losa says don't go for a day without putting on tefillin. There's no such losa assay. It's putting on tefillin. The mitzvah assay, right? But there's no losa assay attached to it. Most of the mitzvahs assay don't have a losa assay attached to it. Let's say eating matzah and pesach. If I don't eat matzah and leil pesach, so I didn't fulfill the mitzvah assay to eat matzah. But it's not that, I'm not allowed to go through leil pesach without eating matzah. It's not formulated as a losa assay. But tzedakah, it's not the only one, but it's one of the mitzvahs that has both the assay, as we just saw, and a losa assay aspect to it. So we look in source 10, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs losa assay reish lamed beis, right? A mitzvah reish lamed beis, he's hiranu shalo limnoa tzedakah. We've been warned and enjoined not to refrain from giving tzedakah, okay, to the our poor fellows and so on and so forth. And he quotes the pasuk, "Lo samei tzedavacha, lo sikpo tzedyarcha." That's the first pasuk there in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Zayin, right back in source 3. The pasuk concludes, "Lo samei tzedavacha, lo sikpo tzedyarcha mechicha evyon." So that's a formula of the laws. You're not allowed to close up your, you know, stop up your heart and close up your hands and so on, and ignore somebody who needs. That's a laws. The Rambam counts that as one law. Okay, even though it's two verbs, los amets and los sikpots, but it counted as one lav. The chinuch also is like that. It means a tough ayin ches. in source 11, Shalolim Noam Alachos Adi Bilitela Mashutzar. We're not allowed to refrain from giving money to the poor and supporting them with what they need. And again, he quotes the Psukim, Lo Sama Itzalocho, Lo Sikwa Itzayorcho, Me'achicho, Ha'evyon. It's interesting that the Ram, so again, you see that there's a Lo Sasef formulation within the mitzvah of Tzedakah as well. The Ramban, as we know, wrote a commentary to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. He lists, he disagrees with the Rambam about quite a number of things. He agrees about many things, but he disagrees about a number of things. And both at the end of the Mitzvahs Asay section of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs and at the end of the Mitzvahs Los Asay section of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban presents a list of Mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot to enumerate or should have enumerated and didn't. The other places he thinks the Rambam should not have enumerated mitzvahs, he did. And somehow they all end up with the magic number of 613, which is our tradition. Okay, that's a different point. But the point is that the Ramban, at the end, we call that, you look at 12, Shichas Halavin. The Lavin, the Losa, says the Rambam omitted. Okay, these are omissions of the Rambam. So the Ramban feels they're omitted. The Rambam probably had his reasons why he didn't count those things as mitzvahs. The Ramban thought he should have counted. Number 17, the last one on the list, 12, Mitzvah Yud Zayin, the 17th mitzvah, which the Ramban thinks the Rambam counted but didn't, is Shelo Yichar Beineinu B'Stinu Tzedakah L'Aniyim. We should not be grouchy and angry when we give money to Tzedakah, to the poor people. Okay, we give them with anger they came up. What are you doing here? Why are you here? And you came last week and you're here the other week. You know, it's very hard. I mean, the Rambam maybe, I don't know, doesn't count it because he knows how hard it is. It's very hard because sometimes people nudge you. It becomes impossible. You have a whole parade on every Sunday afternoon of people marching through, right? And it's very, very difficult. So, but Ramban says you get angry, so that's not proper. He feels that's a law in the Torah. And he says that... We should consider it a reward. It's a mitzvah to do tzedakah. But anyway, he says, "Who armor yisalat?" Towards the end of the second line in 12, "Nason titen lo v'lo yera levavcha." He counts that as an independent love. The Rambam didn't. The Chinuch didn't either. But Chinuch usually follows the Rambam. But Ramban here counted as a separate love, lo yera levavcha. The Bahag, the Sefer Halos Gedolos in 13. And we list all the lavim, the 40 lavim that get malchus. He has three different lavim: kuftzadi, kuftzadi aleph, and kuftzadi beis. In source 13, lo saamet, lo sikpot, and lo yera levavcha. He agrees with the Ramban. The Ramban agrees with him. He's before the Ramban that there's a lav of lo yera levavcha, and he counts lo saamet, lo sikpot as separate. Okay, and the smak also the sefer mitzvah cotton mitzvah chaf aleph shelo yera levavcha. So be that as it may, obviously there are several mitzvahs I say, several mitzvahs los I say, exactly how you enumerate them, so you can look again at the different svarim here. But however you formulate them, there are several mitzvahs I say, several mitzvahs los I say, which have to do with the mitzvah tzedakah. So the Rambam himself, in Hilcha, in the section of Halacha that he calls Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, the laws of gifts to the poor, that's what he calls tzedakah. Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Parag Zayin, Halacha Aleph, 15 mitzvahs, essay litain stokalanim, kefima sharoi lani. He's supposed to give the poor person whatever he needs, right? If you can afford to give him whatever he needs, you give him whatever he needs. You don't always, not everybody can afford it. But if you can afford it, you give him whatever he needs. Shenemar pasoch tiftach es yorchos. He quotes again the pasuk in Re'eh first, and then he quotes the two psukim from here in Parshas Behar and Arah Parsha. Venemar v'chzak tabo ger v'soshov v'chayimach and venemar v'chayachich imach. So there he enumerates the assays, a couple of which are from Arsad here in Behar, and then halacha beis he enumerates the los assays. V'chol haroe ani mevakeish v'helim einav mimenu. Anyone who sees somebody coming and needs tzedakah and so on, the guy knocks on the door, whatever, he sticks out his hand. Below Nosan Otsdoka, and you don't give him of our Belosa, say you violate a Losa, Shnemar, Osama Itzavacho, Osikwa, Tzioch, Mechir, and again, the Ram counts it as one Losa. So the Ram says that if you see somebody needs Doka, you close your eyes, you pretend you don't see him, you pretend you're not home, you lock the doors, you turn out the lights, or whatever, and they don't respond to the person, so the Ram says that's a Losa. Now, it's interesting. What is the relationship, so to speak, between the assay and los assay? I mentioned before that most of the time you have a mitzvah, it's either an assay or a los assay. It's very rare. Shabbos is an example. You have both assay aspects of Shabbos and los assay aspects of Shabbos, but that's not the case with the overwhelming majority of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is either an assay or a los assay. It comes to tzedakah, it has both assays and los assays built in. So what exactly is the relationship between the assays of tzedakah and the los assays of tzedakah? So it's interesting in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Yehuda Asad, Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simon Kuf Yudches. He writes that he thinks as follows. He says, he quotes that Gemara Shuas and so on, and he mentions that you can have a situation, the leka lav bitstokalani elase levad. It's possible that there'll be no, it's a situation, you know, the lav and the ase don't always, are not always heads and tails of the same coin. It's possible, says Uriyala in his tshuva there, to have no lav, but there would be an ase. Okay, and that would also be called Mushra and Sinai, fine. And he says, basically, it's based on a diak in the Rambam. You look in the previous source, the Rambam, Hilchos Matnasi and Perek Zayin, Alacha Beis, second part of 15, it says, B'chol haroe ani mevakesh. When are you violating the law? When you see the person sticks out his hand, he comes to your house, you see the person, okay? But if you didn't, okay, and then you didn't give him stalker, then you violate the law, as I said. But in other words, if you don't see, you don't know the guy's asking, you know, then you didn't violate the losa. But there's still an asay. You can't say fulfill the mitzvah of stalker. You hear? In other words, what the Yehuda is saying is that you can have the asay without the losa. There's an asay to give stalker. I don't violate the losa unless I see somebody asking. That's his medayik in the Rambam, the haroa ani. Right, when I see somebody asking and I don't respond, I close my eyes, I pretend I'm not home, I ignore him or whatever. So then you violate the lo sase. If you don't, then you're not in violation of any lo sase. But I didn't do the assay either. Lamai said, I didn't give stalker. Right, that's what he said. And that could be because, again, when you don't see the person, so there's no avzoria, there's no lack of rachmanas, the guy wasn't there. But you didn't do the assay. The Ragachava writes like that also. The Tzofnas Paneach, not Rambam. Hilchos Matnasani in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, source 17. He named Medivah Rabbeinu. He's talking the Rambam. Nira de Hamitzvah Sasei Hu Afim Ein Ha'ani Tovo. There's a mitzvah Sasei even if no poor person comes asking for money. You got to find him, right? That's the mitzvah Sasei. But Halosa Sasei Rakim Bikesh Menem. But the Losa says only if the person asks and you refuse to give. Yeah, so I'm just pointing out that even though the assays and the losa says are related, but they're not heads and tails of the same coin necessarily. And what emerges from both the Tshuva Yehudiyala and the Tzofnas Paneach is that there could be there's no losa. I didn't reject anybody. I didn't turn my back on anybody. No one came to me. Okay, but you still have a mitzvah to go yourself looking for tzedakah. Now that's an interesting question. What does that mean? How far do you have to go looking? The Rashba and that sugi and Shuas Chaf Hayamid Aleph in the Chidusha Rashba. 18, Divan Maskel Ilema, he writes, Yesh Migdolar of Ashkenaz Tzarfasim, Shramu de Dafka Keshani Shani Shoel. Okay? He says, there are some who say that even the mitzvah I say is only when somebody asks. Okay? That's the Hashem Shal Litain Lahani, Litain Lo. But, Ha Laani de Alma, Shua Chalab, the Enochai Balechas, Sefarne Sanim Bemodai. He says, but there's no I say. What are you supposed to, there's no anim around here. So how far do I have to travel? He says, you don't have to go looking in Modai. Modai, you know, from Purim, right? Chel Paras or Modai. Media, somewhere there. What? It says the Ramban, yeah, no poor people around, so I have to travel 500 miles looking for somebody who's poor? And no anim around here. Okay, so now that I have a mitzvah sase, I have to go, traveling somewhere? No, says the Ramban. Right? Ain't no chai b'lechas l'fanes anim b'modai. I don't have to run away. Okay? So in other words, even for a mitzvah sase, there is a boundary. Right, even for a mitzvah sase, you can't say, "Well, there's always going to be mitzvah sase of stalker." No, if there's no, the Rabban is suggesting there are no poor people around, then there's no mitzvah sase of stalker either. What are you supposed to do? Go, travel hundreds of miles and got to go to California and find somebody who's poor? If that's the case, no. All right. On the other hand, he gives the example of Lefarnes Anim B'Modai. Maybe how far do you have to travel? You say, I don't have to go to the other side of town. I don't have to go down the block. I mean, there are the limits. Okay. 19 and 20 are out of order, so let's look at 21st. It's a Gemara in Chulin, where Rashi makes a comment in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tesmer Beis. Nothing to do with our topic, but Rashi tells us that when you ever have a double language, like we do here, look back at the sources in number 3 in Parshas Beis. It says Pasoach Tifta, Noson Titain. Right, you have a double language like this. And Rashi tells you a rule. Rashi there is talking about Shaluach Haken, setting birds free, which is not our topic. We talked about that once. But the Rashi there in Kuf Lamed Tesmer Beis in Chulin. The Maschach Garcini writes, Beis Pomim, right there it also says, Shalech to Shalach Hasein, double language. So when you have a double language, Beis Pomim, Shomea Ani Lachzor Acha Hamitzah Zos Ad Shetova Liyado. Rashi seems to say when the Torah uses a double language for emphasis, it's telling us you have to do whatever you have to do, chase after, find the mitzvah. Okay? And here we also have a double language. So Rashi seems to imply whenever you have a double language like that, yeah. Now, does he say like, you have to go all the way to Modai? I mean, how, again, it's not clear how far do you have to go. It's not clear what the Ramban meant, not the Ramban, the Rashbo. Not clear what the Rashbo meant, how far don't you have to go? But there is something to looking into it, okay, and going weiter now and searching, all right? And the question is, what are the boundaries? So there is a pasuk, the Gemara Dash, the pasuk in Nehemiah. Into the source 19, as I said, 19 and 20 are out of order. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah, Parak Yud, pasuk Lamed Gimel, talking about, again, not our subject, talking about the tax that was, everyone had to give to the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Parak Yud, pasuk Lamed Gimel, Nehemiah, Ve'emadnu aleinu mitzvos lasenu, shlishis ha-shekel, b'sham la'avodos beis elokeinu. You have to give one third of a shekel, right? So the Gemara has in Baba Basra, in source 21, Baba Basra, Tessam and Aleph, Gemara says, Omar Asi, La'olo ayimna adam ilasa shlisha shekel b'shana. That also becomes the minimum of tzedakah. Minimum amount a person should give, even if you're a poor person yourself. You still have the mitzvah of tzedakah to give one third of a shekel, okay, for tzedakah. And it's based on that pasuk, which has to do with giving for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ritva over there in Baba Basra, Testament of Source 22, is bothered by what's Rav Asi adding the word La'olam al yimna. Why don't you say Amar Rav Asi? Look at 21. Just say Amar Rav Asi al yimna adam. Don't give, don't refrain from giving less than a third. What's La'olam? What's La'olam? So the Ritva is Medaik, the Kedusha Ritva is Medaik, al yimna adam, La'olam al yimna. He says, Pirish La'olam, Vafil leka aniyim ba'asrei. Even if there are no aniyim where you live, asrei is in your town, like in Kaddish, we call asar v'asar, right? In your town. So yitnenu l'aniyer acharis, so find other people, go to the next town. So again, I don't know exactly how far you have to travel. I mean, the Rosh Bosh, you don't have to travel all the way to Modai, right? But apparently a little effort you have to put in terms of the asay. It may not be a los asay because the guy's not knocking the door, but at least in terms of the asay, you have to do something. Maybe not so far as traveling to Modai, but to doing something, okay?
What do you do with the Eved that you have? He says, Ha'anek ta'anek lo, right? Yes. Now he guns. What do you do? It's yes, based on Rashi.
You're supposed to give him a lot. You're supposed to give him a...
Right. Now you didn't give it to him. Now, so, and he disappeared. What do you do?
Oh, disappeared? I'm not sure. That I don't know. Okay, but again, whenever that's Rashi. So with a double language, you're supposed to give him more, give a lot. Anyway, that's one, but anyway, what we see here is one difference where you can have the assay, but not the los assay. On the flip side, okay, you could have the los assay without the assay also. In 23, the Rishon Litzion. Rishon Litzion was authored by Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar, who's better known as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, his commentary on the Chumash, the Or HaChaim. He also wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called Rishon Litzion. That's not as well known as commentary on the Chumash is more well known. It's printed in Mikros Gedolos. So the Or HaChaim, right? In Hilchos Tokin, Yoredeus, in Reish Mem Zayin, he wrote a parish, Rishon Litzion, Sifal 23. He says that he talks about comparing Tzedakah to Meiser, like Evdu Meiser Levi. What if there is no Levi? It's like you're asking about the Evid's not around, right? What if there's no Levi? So he said there's still a mitzvah to separate and so on, okay? So he says it could be what's with tzedakah? Okay, maybe ain ba lav ela dafki ba an el shal. Like I said before, there's no lav unless the person actually comes and asks. The question is, and this is what he's talking about in this piece over here, what if the guy gave the maximum? He already gave his meiser money. He's done for the year, right? He gave it. The minig is to give 1/10. You want to be generous, you give more. 1/5, we discussed last week, right? Not to give more than 1/5. He gave already 1/5. He's done. He's already mekayim, the mitzvah sasei of stalker. And now some impoverished person shows up. Okay? So says the Or HaChaim, I'm not sure he's going to be putter from the asay, probably. He leaves it with the tzorachian. But he says, right at the end, he says, three lines to the Baba, Ela diyeshli stop it. Kevach nosan shira maizi, or haroa anim dechukim biyoser. Right, he sees mamish, impoverished people, beggars. Right, and he already gave his money for the year. He's done. He fulfilled the mitzvah, and now these destitute people, mamish, as we come up, maybe does he violate the law? Okay, maybe he is. There would be a law, maybe, or at least a law by Yerub of Avcha. In other words, what I'm suggesting here is what he's suggesting here is the other way around. It could be there's no assay anymore because he's fulfilled the mitzvah assay. Yeah, but there's still a. Not to turn a person away who's in need. That the law may apply. Right, same idea. The Nachlas Yaakov. Nachlas Yaakov, it's the reverse. He's better known for his parish on the Shulchan Aruch called the Nesivas Tamishpat. It's a famous Nesivas. Yaakov of Lisa. So he had a parish on Chumash called the Nachlas Yaakov. He's not so well known for the parish on Chumash, more well known for his Diktos you know, not the Tzilos, the Nesivas. Anyway, so he writes, Nachos Yaakov in Parsha Rei, Perek Tzav, Posek Zayin, Lo Samayz Lavavcha. So he says, maybe this shear, right? He says, that which we said, my ad meiser, ad chomish, 1/10, 1/5, what the exact amount is. Hainu rak be mitzvah stoker, that's just the mitzvah seyem stoker. Okay? Avalim hayo roe, orom v'roe, we saw a person who's naked or been hungry, and then ain't shear lezeh. Then there's no shear. Right? Let's remember, we talked also last week, right? When it comes to a low saseh, you have to get an alat avada no matter what, right? Even more than 1/5. The say of tzedakah, that's 1/5. That's what the Nesivos, I think, is saying here. Okay? So, I guess, but when it comes to a low saseh, you have to give up everything. A guy comes, he's destitute, and they're starving to death, they have no food, and you're going to say, sorry, I gave it the office. Maybe you did give it the office, but that took care of the mitzvah saseh. Anyway, so here we see that the assays and the low saseh don't necessarily match up. On the other hand, there are those who say that fundamentally, good, you have these differences. Fundamentally, the low saseh by tzedakah is simply coming to strengthen and give more teeth to the assay. The Imre Biner of Arbach, that's in Dine Arachaim, Simon Yud Gimel, Os Gimel, 25, he says, Hakaram b'tzedakah, Afal gav dachsiv lo saseh korom haseh, the order, because, you know, the lo saseh says first, but he says, nonetheless, mikol mokom ha'ikar hu to'eles haseh. The ikar of tzedakah is giving tzedakah, and that's why we apply osik mitzvah potter mitzvah, which we'll come back to in a moment. Okay, it says pasoch tiftach. Therefore, if there's no pasoch tiftach, there's also no lo sameitz and lo sikpot. If there's no haseh, there's no lo saseh either. Okay? And again, like we said, when it comes to a los, I say usually you're supposed to give everything you have. But he said it doesn't apply here. Okay, that's what he said. It doesn't apply over here, that point I mentioned before, according to him, because the los, I say here, is not on its own. It's here to sort of strengthen the assay, but the fundamental mitzvah is the assay. You hear what he's saying? In other words, with stalker, there is a maximum shear we discussed last week, right? Like he just alluded to the Mibina. You know, don't give more than 1/5. What do you mean? There's a low sase, you got lots more. No, the low sase is only here to strengthen the assay. That's his point. And we see that there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Nun Vav Mudbe. He talks about an interesting question, 26. The Gemara discusses a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda means I find somebody's animal, let's say, and I have to return it to him. Okay, so I have to hold on to it. The Torah says I have to hold on to it till he comes. We notified him. We sent him a letter. I have your animal. I found your lost animal. So I'm supposed to take care of it until you come and collect it. Okay, that's a pasuk in the Chumash Parashat Kisetze. So I'm called the Shomer Aveda. I'm guarding. I'm watching this lost item. So Gemara has a machlokas and Baba Kama Nun Vav Med Beis. What type of Shomer? We know there are different types of Shomer. Sometimes I ask somebody to watch something with me. Do me a favor. Okay, that's called the Shomer Chinam. Do me a favor. On the other hand, sometimes I really want to make sure the guy does a good job watching my thing. I hire him. I hire somebody to watch, Shomer Socher. So we know Shomer Chinam has less responsibilities than Shomer Socher, because Sof Kol Sof, he's doing me a favor. Whereas the Shomer Socher is being paid. So if you're being paid, then it's expected to do a better job. So depending, and then the item gets damaged or lost. So does the Shomer have to pay? So it depends on the circumstances. The Shomer Socher has a higher level of obligation than Shomer Chinam, right? Shomer Chinam, as long as he wasn't negligent, he's off the hook. Shomer Socher has been more than not negligent. Not just not to be negligent, you've got to do a good job, okay? Unless it's an act of God, an earthquake or something, okay? Anyway, so the Gemara wonders, where does the Shomer Aveda fit into this? So the Gemara has a machlokas. Rabbi says, like a Shomer Chinam, he also says a Shomer Socher. Rabbi says, well, he's like a Shomer Chinam, he's doing you a favor, right? What benefit does he get out of it? He's not getting paid. I found somebody's lost cow. I know the farm that I have it, so I'm holding on to the cow. I'm watching it. So I'm a Shomer Chinam, right? I can't be calling me Shomer Socher. I'm not getting paid for this. I don't make anything off that. I don't benefit from this. However, Rav Yosef disagreed, because he says, that's the famous Puta of Yosef. He says, Hahi hanod, the lo boy, le miso, le rifta, le anya. I'm a Shomer Socher. We have a rule of Osek mitzvah, potem mitzvah. So if I'm busy taking care, I'm feeding this animal. Right? I'm feeding this animal that I'm watching for my friend. I have to feed it in the meantime. I was going to, you know, it's going to die of starvation. So I'm feeding it. And just at that moment, someone comes to my door collecting stock. I don't have to answer. Osik mitzvah, potem mitzvah. I'm involved in one mitzvah. So either he'll come back later or whatever. Usually I do come back later. So here, I'm taking care of this person's animal. So osik mitzvah, potem mitzvah. So I just saved the $18 I would have given him. So I'm like a Shomer Socher. I did make something out of it. Right, I was saved. I was saved having to give money to this pruta, to this ani. Right, and our Rashi brings up, if you look in 27, Nun Vom Beis Mava Kama, the Lo Boy Le Mesav, the Riftalena, the house of it's a potter mitzvah, right? So it's interesting. So, but one second. But But again, when it comes to Shavas, when it comes to Tzokeh, it's a mitzvah that has a low ses attached to it also. Why should I be potter from the mitzvah of Tzokeh? True, I'm osik mitzvah, potter on a mitzvah, but I'm not potter from a lav. Osik mitzvah means when I'm doing mitzvah A, I don't have to stop doing mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. Okay, good. But that's when we're dealing with assays. But again, Tzokeh has a low ses aspect to it, so it's a stronger mitzvah. So I have to stop feeding that cow or milking that animal or whatever, and go give my pruta, my $18 to the oni. That's the Arsameach. Others raise that question. Arsameach is actually incidental where it's presented. It's Hilchos Yontif on the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, per Gimel Aloch Ches 28. He says, B'chein yishashu mashik shachonu ahod amina, the shomveda ha mishomu socha, mitam de mot potol, meis ha brifta lanyo, I don't have to give a piece of bread or whatever, $18 to the poor person, because osik potam, osik mitzah potam, it's a, am I potam mitzah stoka, osik mitzah potam, davka mitzah sasei. That rule is only by mitzvahs asay, and Tzokeh has lots of losas as associated with it. Okay, so what's going on here? So he says, no. He says again, the high quotes of Ramban. I'm not sure what Ramban was, but he says the halav ain't obo el lechazik masasay. It's not a regular lav. This lav is really coming just to bolster the asay. So we look at the law is by the asay, and therefore lechain halav bota el asay. The Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman says similarly in the Kovitz Shurim and Bava Basra Os Mem Ches 29. Right, he says the same thing. He says, by tzedakah, again, we force a person to do it. You don't usually force a person, but what about osim mitzvah potam mitzvah? He says, halav bo mikoach chiv mitzvah. It came into potam mitzvah, made a lek halav. Okay, so those are, that's what they hold. So, you know, the lavs don't stand on their own. But not everyone agrees. I printed in 30 the Shiur Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich. In Eretz Yisrael. So in his Shurim, Shurim Shmuel, on Baba Basa, Dav Chesem Beis, it's Os Kuf Pei Gimel, 30. He says, Ain't Abir, don't think that's just sort of like a boast of the assay. No. He says, Imo Talev, Akpitzar Heim, Heim Gufa Avera, they're there on their own. So maybe we can force a person to do it. Okay, anyway, that's a different point of view. Bottom line though, there's an assay, there's a low says, however they interact. Okay, we paskin Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Tzokeh or Deis Simon Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph 31. Mitzvahs say Litein Tzokeh could be Asogas Yad, whatever you can afford. Okay, and even more, and many times we're commanded of Mitzvahs say, and he quotes some of the Psukim. Okay, now, so obviously, you know, we have an Asay, we have a Lav, which means bottom line is you have to give something to somebody who's coming. You got to give something to him. How much do you have to give? That it doesn't say exactly, but you're not allowed to turn away the guy empty-handed. You take a look at the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Dal of Tehillim, Pasuk Chaf Aleph 32, says, Al Yoshov Dach Nimla Nichlam. Don't let a poor person turn a person away and embarrass and so on, but rather, Ani V'Evion Yahalu Shemecha, let the poor praise you. Oh, such a generous fellow. The Gemara in that same Daf in Baba Basra, Tes Same Sugin Baba Basra, Tes Samad Aleph 33, says the following, V'Tanim Hoy Ani Amechazal Apsachim. That means an ani who's going door to door, mechazer al psachim, going this, knocking on the doors, okay, like on like on Sunday afternoons here. Now it's no more than Sunday afternoon, evening's door, right? People come knocking on doors and so on. So there it says ein is kokin. You don't have to give him. What do you mean? Is that true? No, it means ein is kokin ol matanim aruba avin is kokin ol matanim etas. You have to give at least something to the person who's coming knocking on the doors. The mirror explains that you don't have to give him everything he's lacking. He's going around collecting. And he's got drivers, and they take him here, and they're taking the Teaneck and the Muncie into the five towns. And everywhere else. Okay, he's got. So you don't have to give him yourself what he needs to sustain himself. The Miri writes, the Aaron Baba Basa, Tesmanov 34, you don't have to make up everything, make him whole again, make everything missing. Okay, but still, you got to give him something. There's something you have to give him. You're not really helping that much. You give him $5, what's he going to do with that? Right? But because he's mechazam sochem, prusosa mitstarfos mikan mikan. I give $18, you give $10, you give $25. Eventually it adds up. So that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You have to give something. And that's what the Rambam Paskins, Perek Zion, of Ilkos Matan Asinim, again, Halacha Zion, 35. The Oni Amechazal Apsochem, right? Again, a guy who's knocking door to door. Ain is kokon matanam ruby, you have to give him that much. Avonosan matanam wetas, you have to give something. The Osir Lahachzis Oni Shishal Rekam. You can't turn away empty handed. Okay? Even if you give him just a grogress, a nut, a raisin, something, even a small thing, because of that pasuk al yoshav dach nimla nichlam. And the Shulchan Aruch also in the Chosdokas in Reish Mem Tesiv Zayin, it also says, Inshallah, Ani Ve'enlo Ma'itin La. What if a guy asks you, you don't have anything, you might have no money, still be cheerful to him and, you know, give him a good word, something that cheers him up. And the Ramor adds, V'asur L'hachter Ani Shul Rekam. Again, you can't turn away for nothing because that Pasuk can tell him. Elsewhere, the Shulchan Aruch writes the next him in Reish Nun, 37, Siv Gimel, the guy traveling around from place to place, you have to give him, something. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in 38 Reish Mem Tesiv, you have to give him a kezayis lechem, a small piece of bread, something. You got to give him something. Okay. The question that we have to deal with, though, with all this, is what happens if a poor person comes and you don't know? He claims to be, you don't know. Is it true? Is it some kind of a suffix? I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. Right, so I started that called the shear. The stalker collect the certificate. Is it necessary? Well, it's certainly helpful. Okay, that's the whole idea of the stalker certificate, is that it means the person's been checked out. He's not legitimate. But otherwise, I have a guy come to my door. I don't know who he is. It could be a charlatan. It could be some kind of a scam artist. Rather not works. He's collecting money. And there have been such cases. What do I do? I don't know. There's a suffix. Maybe this is an Ehrlicher guy. Could be a very honest fellow. And he could be a faker. How do I know? How do we make that determination? What type of mitzvah stalker do we say, listen, there's a suffix I should give, or maybe a suffix I shouldn't give, and hold on to my money and save it for somebody else that I know is talking. Many times we know Aniyim, right? Or, someone we trust tells us, oh, no, we know this guy, right? But if this person comes out of the blue, I have no idea who he is, where he came from, he may be a faker. Okay, so what's the story with a suffix? So that we could turn to an unlikely source, a mission, Machshirin. That's in Seder Taras. Has to do with the laws of Tumah and Tara. When Hechsher Lekabal Tumah, he said, Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion, 39. Matzah Batinok Mushloch. We find on the street an abandoned baby. We don't know whether it's a Jewish baby or a non-Jewish baby. So the Mishnah says, Imrov Akum Akum. We go, whatever the rove of the town is. Right? We have no way of knowing. So whatever the rove, whatever the majority of the town is, if the majority of the town is non-Jewish, we treat the child as a non-Jew, the majority of the child is Jewish. What if mechza la mechza? What if it's 50-50? Okay, you may say, well, when is it ever 50-50? But you know what would be included in 50-50? Well, we don't know. There's no way to find out. We don't know how many Jews or how many non-Jews, especially in those days, they didn't have census bureaus and so on. I don't know. There are a lot of, how many Jews? Yeah, a lot. How many non-Jews? Also a lot. We don't know. So when there's a case of a suffix, Mechzal Mechzal means 50-50. There's a suffix. It could be this way. It could be that way. So then it says there, Mechzal Mechzal Yisrael. We assume that the child is also a Yisrael. So the Gemara, that's the Mishnah Machshir and Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin 40. The Gemara in Ksubis, Tesvav and Aleph, going over to Tesvav and Beis, quotes this Gemara, quotes this Mishnah, Atan, Matzabo, and so on and so forth. What are we talking about here? What's the difference whether he's Jewish or he's not Jewish? What's the difference what the religious status of this baby is? So it's clear the answer is, if the child is Jewish, then it's incumbent upon the Jewish community to take care of him. He's a Jew. To make sure he's going to be raised as Jewish, we have to give him money, get money for him to live off of, and so on. He's a non-Jewish child, so then it's the responsibility of the state or the local government, whatever. Every state, every society has its laws. It's not unheard of to find abandoned babies someplace. So if it's a non-Jew, not that we have anything against him, but it's not the Jewish community's responsibility, or it's not any Jew's responsibility above and beyond that of anybody else. It's a non-Jewish baby, so then the town, the authorities, right, the state, it becomes a ward of the state or something like that, whatever, the state takes care of him. But if it's a Jewish child, so then there's a specific obligation. That's why we want to know if the child was Jewish or not. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says in the end there, in the Tesvav Beis and Ksubos 40, Amarav lo shonu el achayoso. We're talking about keeping alive. What do you mean keeping alive? Keeping alive is not the life and death, but rather, okay, look in the last Rashi in 41. Sustain him financially. That's what it means, lachayoso. Give him what to live. And it quotes the Pasuk in our Sedra. Mishum v'chei achi chaymach. How is the mitzvah sucker formulated in our Sedra, right? V'chei achi chaymach. Live. So if it's a Jewish child, there's a mitzvah on the Jewish community, lachayoso, to sustain, to keep him alive. Right, to give him what he needs to be able to be raised. Now, he's not going to do much with the money, but it means whoever is in charge of him, right, is supported off the community. That's lachayosu v'cheach v'cheimah. Now, it's interesting because Rashi only said, the previous Rashi, lo shono dimrov Yisrael Yisrael. Rashi seemed to say that we only are concerned that it might be a Jew if the rove is a Yisrael. The rove of the community is Jewish. if Rov of the community is going, I'm not so sure it's not the Jews' responsibility. It's the state's responsibility. But if Rov of the community is Jewish, it's the Jews' responsibility. But Rashi is, what about Mechzel Mechzel? What if it's a Suffolk? What if we don't know? So Rashi seems to apply. We don't, the Suffolk is, there's no obligation on the Jewish community. It's only when it's Rov. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Tosis also says like that, yeah.
So we have a big problem with that. Where Mechzel Mechzel? If you take him as a Jew, you might have a sakana that they'll blame you that you kidnap him. Or if you don't take him, then you might cause a lose.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So that's a different issue. Again, that's a local problem. If you have difficulty with the goyim, you're right. That you have to look into. But in terms of theoretically, right? So let's assume there's no problem. We just don't know who the child is, right? The goyim are not going to bother us. We're not going to bother them. But they find the child. So the leaders of the community will sit down and figure out. And we'll say, look, it's not a Jewish child. We'll contribute like everybody else in the town, right? It becomes a tax or communal obligation. So the Jews are part of the community. Okay. But you're right. That's a particular problem. Particular situation. Anyway, Tosas agrees with Rashi. There in Ksubas Tesvomen Beis 42 Dumas in Rov. Tosas says Mefurish. Okay, the Dafka Barov Yisrael come around the Hab Yisrael Achayosu, but not Mechzal Mechzal. Okay, Mechzal Mechzal Suffek. There's no mitzvah. So if there's some doubt, so now let's come back to our case with the poor person. We're talking here about a foundling, right? A lost child. But come back. Sounds like there's a Suffek about the status of the person knocking on my door, that I'm not mechuyev to give. It's a suffek. If I know he's Jewish, I'm fine. But if it's a suffek, there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, if you look in the Rambam disagrees. Hilchos Yisroel Biyat Parak Tesvav Halacha Chavvav 43. Hayarova Yerakum Mutal Achila Nevelas. That's another thing. Okay. If the most of the community is non-Jewish, it can raise the kid as a non-Jew. You can feed him, trade food. He's not Jewish. Okay. And on the other hand, it's Rov Yisrael, then it's for Shabbos Haveda purposes. Mechzal Mechza, says the Rambam, that's what's important for us now. Mitzvah Lachayoso Ki Yisrael. The Rambam Paskins is a half and a half, so you got to treat him like a Jew. Meaning that when there's a Suffolk, you have to assume he is a Jew. When there's a Suffolk, he is a Jew. Okay, we can violate Shabbos and whatever else. The Ramban also, in his Kedushim to that Sugin Ksubas Tesla of Mebeis, Hadam Elo Shono, he also says, from Rashi, it's mashma that mechza mechza ain't bezim mitzvah lachayoso. It's not true. Okay, it's not true. We're dealing with suffek nefashos and so on. So he also says that he agrees with the Rambam. He doesn't quote the Rambam. He says loshan lachayoso lava rov yisrael b'lechud. The fact that you have to sustain him and treat him as Jew is not only when it's rov, but even mechza mechza also. So there's a chiyuv even by mechza and mechza. So the Rav Chana Wasim in the Kovetz Shurim there in Ksubas this time, it owes mem beis 45. Rav Chana Wasim right to the machokas. Right, but Tino Kanim to Roy Yisrael Yisrael Achayoso. Pirsha Rashi tells us Dafka Barov Yisrael Ab Mechza Mechza Ein Mitzvah Achayoso. Why? And the Rambam and Ramban disagree. What's the Nekudas Hamachlokes? So Bachanan suggests the following: what is the nature of the mitzvah of tzedakah? What type of mitzvah is this? Okay, so he says, look at the second line. Mishum the Sofek Chiyuv Tzedakah V'Sofek Mamon. Right, we're dealing here with monetary matters. Right, so when there's a Sofek Mechza Mechza is a Sofek. Right, so when there's a Sofek. So I'm not mechuyev to give money, right? By money, we have a rule. Sveik hamotz mechaber olav araya. Someone wants to extract money from me. He's got to prove. Someone says to me, Rabbi Talbot, that's my jacket. I'm wearing the jacket. So it's not on my burden to prove. It's the burden of proof. It's not on me to prove it's my jacket. You want the jacket. You got to prove it's yours. You want money from me. You don't walk up and go, you know, you owe me $1,000. And I say, no, I don't. You say, yeah, prove you don't owe me. No, the burden of proof's on you that I do owe you $1,000. How much of a right? So that's what Chanan says here also. He says, a suffek, you talk of a suffek moment. So Mela, if there's a real suffek, it's mechza mechza. So I'm not required, the Jew isn't required to lay out money. And that's the shita of Rashi and Tosas. On the other hand, the Ramban and the Rambam, he says, you know, Rambam says, no, by mechza mechza m'sul achayoso, chen das Ramban rajboa, it's because, you know, it's not a suffek mamon, it's a suffek mitzvah. We're dealing with stock as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa. So the sveik of the raisa, the chomer, right? And we don't know. Do I have to give this kid, this child, when he's going, do I have to give him stock or not? I don't know if he's Jewish or not. So the answer is he might be Jewish. It's stuffy. So sveik of the raisa, the chomer, right? Stock as a mitzvah daraisa. And certainly Losa is involved as well. So therefore, it could be that it says that Rochon, and that's an akudas amachlokas. How do we look at stock? Do we look at it as a mammon, fundamentally a mammon matter? So suffik and mammon is I don't have to give money if there's a doubt. I don't have to pay if there's a doubt. We got to prove it. Okay, so let the community prove that the Jewish kid. They can't? Okay, it's not my responsibility any more than anyone else in the community. So the state will take care of it. On the other hand, if you hold that it's a suffix, not a suffix moment, look at the last, the second last, the third to last line. The ain't dino kasuffik moment, kasuffik mitzvah. So now it sounds like in our case, if there's a guy knocking on the door, okay, and there's a suffix, so that's the question. If you hold a suffix moment, if I'm not sure he's Jewish, I don't have to give him. On the other hand, the Ramban and the Rambam seem to hold that it's a suffix mitzvah. Sveik of the Maisel Chum, I should give. Now, you could make, as some make a distinction, are we talking about an individual? We're talking about a community fund and so on. Maybe when we're dealing with the Bezdin, they have a kupa, what they call it, it's not a collection, discretionary fund. Okay, a discretionary fund, that's Bezdin, so then it's a suffix mamon, right? Because, it's nobody owns it and so on. And there you can be machmir, but an individual should give. So maybe Rashi and Tos don't even disagree. In other words, what we're saying is, according to the Rambam, a suffix ani is fake on the Ramban, the suffix ani is a suffix that I saw the Chumar. And maybe Rashi and Tos even agree with that. And they're only arguing we're dealing with Bezdin, possibly. Both those opinions appear in the Torah. In Eben Ezra Simon Dalad, okay? It says, Mechza Mechza, Mitzal Achos of Yisrael. On the other hand, he quotes others who say that no, Ein Mitzal Achos of Farnas Ela Barov Yisrael. So both opinions appear in the Shulchan Aruch also. Ebenezer Pesendal Sif Lamed Dalet 47, right? The child wasn't converted and so on and so forth. So then the din is Mechza Mechza Mitzal Achayoso Pirish Lefarnas, right? That says in the parentheses in the second line of 47. Pirish Lefarnas means to be Mefarnas, to sustain, to give money. And that's even by Mechza Mechza. On the other hand, there are more rights, Yeshomim, that Ein Mitzul Achios Elabarov Yisrael. So both those opinions appear. Okay. And we mentioned what the Muhammad says, what the Machokas revolves around. Okay. Beishmuel also then says, quotes Rashi and Tosis, okay. Anyway, bottom line is the Machokas. What emerged from all of this, at least according to some opinions, and maybe everybody agrees, maybe the only Machokas was about, community funds as opposed to individual, but most people agree that there's a requirement to give something. Okay. Even a Dabar Mu'at, something. Even if there's some suffix, because Sveika the Rice, Lechomer, even if there's some suffix about the status of the collector, he doesn't have a certificate, we don't know. So this mitzvah to give him something. On the other hand, it's interesting. There's a Gemara Rav Abbas in that same Sugya, Testament Aleph 49. The Gemara talks about, should you investigate? The Gemara talks about investigating. It's not something we came up with here in the United States in 2021. The Gemara talks about investigating the status of the person. So Rav Huna says, Bodkin l'mizonos vein bodkin l'chsus. Depends what the person's asking for. What is a person knocking on the door for? So Huna says, if he's asking for food, you better investigate if he's telling the truth, but if he's asking for clothing, not. Why? Both a pasuk and a svar. The pasuk is, the svar rather, he says, is high komivaze and high kolomivaze. A guy comes with no clothes. It's embarrassing. He's telling the truth. Who would walk around with no clothes? Nothing on or barely anything on. It's embarrassing. So he must be telling the truth. You don't have to investigate. A guy claims he's hungry. I don't know. Maybe it's not so embarrassing to be hungry. Maybe it's not true. Maybe he's faking it. Okay. And also another thing, he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is a big problem. He quotes a pasuk. It's Yeshaya Perek Nunches Pasuk Zion. Happens to be from the Haftar of Yom Kippur. It says, "Hello, Faros Laroy Vlachmecha." Okay. Spread. Give your bread to the hungry. And kisira arom v'chisiso, when you see somebody naked, clothe him, and so on and so forth. So he says, paros is spelled with a sin. Peresh, sin. Now, that means to spread out, right? Give out. But if you read it with a shin, parosh means to mefaresh, to clarify, right? To explain. So he says, you read it, that's when it comes to ra'ev. Look at the pasuk, hello, paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. When it comes to ra'ev, you should clarify, right? Both comes on us, but tera arom kisiso, when a naked, clothe them right away. Of course, the big problem is that it's not spelled with a sin. Now, sometimes it's spelled with a samach, if you look at the pasuk there in 51. And it knocks out that whole drusha. Okay? The sin and the samach are sometimes interchangeable. Let's say in kel odon, right? Which is an acrostic. We sing on Shabbos morning. Kel odon al kol ha'masim alav. Baruch and baruch, we call it shomar beis. Godel v'tuva gimel, right? So later on, there's meleim zivam fikim noga mem. Noa zivam nun. Noa zivam chol olam. Then I expect the next one to start with a samach, but it doesn't. It starts with a sin. Smechem et seisam et sasam amon. All right, the sin and the samach sometimes interchangeable. So the Rishonim are dealing with that already. At 52 with the Chiddush Ritva, the Rambam Baba Basra Tesmanah was bothered that in our form it's not spelled that way. Maybe it was an alternate spelling at one time. So he said you can still make a drasha because it should have said Why did it say paros la Rabbi Nachman? You said nason, give your money. All right, whatever exactly, they figure out a drasha. But that's what the opinion of Rav Huna is. And Rav Huda disagrees, says the exact opposite. Back in 49, in the Gemara Bava Basra, Testament out, Rav Huda on the exact opposite. Both can l'chusus, v'ain broken, the other way around. When a guy wants clothing, then you should check out if he's true, but he's hungry, give it to right away. He says the svar for that is, you know, the guy's hungry, he's mamish, you know, he's starving, they can do the whole investigation, by that time he dropped dead, right? And with the clothing, the guy can wait. Okay, it's not such an emergency. It's not such great pain if he doesn't have clothing. And as far as the pasuk, he says, no. Faros means la'alta immediately. Okay, but kisira aram, when you check it out, when you see. All right, anyway, and we pass in Tanya Kosev Yehuda, Omar Kasuni Botkin, Achar Parsuni Ein Botkin. The guy says, I need clothes, you investigate, otherwise you don't. That's how Ritvo actually brings up there in the second part of 52. The first one was Girsus Rashi. The Masal Girsus Rashi talks about the Samach and Paros. Okay. Second part of Hod Aminen, he says that we're not talking about the guy Mamish has no clothes. His Mamish naked, freezing cold. It means he has tattered clothes. Because he has no clothes, then it's the same as the guy with no food. All right. Anyway, the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Matnasim, again, Perek Zion, Allah above 53. Ani Shein Makirin Osova, Omer Roivani. The guy comes, I'm starving, I need food. Achiluni, give me food. Ain boat can arachav. You don't have to investigate. Shema Ramoy, who maybe is a shyster, maybe he's a charlatan, a trickster, a phony. No, element find somebody, give him right away. Hoya Aram, and he's in clothing, that you do, then you do check out. But of course, the Rambam concludes him, Hoya Makirin, so we know him. You know his, and of course, Mechasel, what are Miyad? Don't do an investigation, do it right away. And that's the same thing in Shulchan Aruch. Simreish, Nun Alav, Yerodeh, Siv Yud, 54, Mishabo, Omar Hachiluni, Ain boat can arachav. You don't have to check. If he's naked, then you do have to check. Okay, good, like we said in the Rambam. Now, the mashmos in this is that if we're dealing with clothing, right, that's what he passed, dealing with clothing, and there's no pikuach nefesh, no danger of life, then you don't give him out of a suffix, rather you have to examine. But we said before, it's a suffix, the eyes of the chumra. What happened? What's meaning bodkin? The Gemara says bodkin. Why are you bodkin? It's fake of the eyes of the chumra. Right, we should get to suffix mitzah, suffix tzaka, the chumra. Okay, so that's an interesting question. Okay, so now that's a question, how Bizayon plays. This is a side point, but it's an interesting discussion in Gemara and Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph and Aleph. What's worse, embarrassment and lack of dignity, or, you know, pain, physical pain? That's, you know, different people, right? The Gemara there is talking about someone has to be stoned to death, executed, Mises Bezin. So 55 says, Tonarbona ish mechasna so perkach mafonim, right? The person should be clothed if he's being stoned, have a minimum amount of clothing on it to man or woman on both sides of her genital area, okay? And that's the Rabbi Huda, becham omer aish niskalas, ain't aish niskalas from at all. Woman should not be naked at all, okay? And, they quote an unusual pasuk, "Ba'avta recha kamocha," which we usually think talks about midas tavos and being nice, which is true. But here, "Ba'avta recha kamocha" has another meaning called "brolo misayofer." When you execute someone, even there, you should execute them in a dignified fashion. And the Gemara says, "What's the machlokas then as between a Yehuda and a Chachamim? Whether you should the woman is unclothed? What's worse, the pain or the lack of dignity?" Rashi explains because. Second, Rashi's Mehemet Al 57, Bizyon Adinish Adavle, Klomar Goro Be'enov, I'd rather have it Bizyon, even though Tish Halamus, if you're wearing clothing, your body's protected, so the stones will pierce less quick, right? The death will be delayed somewhat, right? Because there's a cushion, you have the clothing, right? You fall off the thing. So maybe I'd rather die more quickly, even though it's embarrassing. I'd rather not die in pain. That's a question. Okay, that's what Haftalah Chamocha, Brola Misayofa. So you see from there that Bizyon maybe is worse. Right, because we say we paskin. Look in the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tesvav, Alach Aleph 59. He said, "Ein Aish Niskelas Aroma Ela B'Chalok Echad." She should not be naked, okay? Because you protect her dignity. I remember, I once mentioned, if you visit the, I don't know how many of you've been there. If you haven't, it's a worthwhile trip. You go to the 9/11 Memorial Museum. Okay, I was there. We all lived through it, so it's, you know. It's just fantastic. I think I was there maybe for at least 5 hours. It's just a fascinating thing to see. But I remember in one room they were showing, they said it's graphic, but that room was graphic. They were showing people, Nebuch, if you remember, who jumped off the building. The heat was so intense and they realized they're going to die. They jumped off the building. Tragedy. But I remember there was one thing with a woman who stood on the ledge. She's about to kill herself, but she was standing, she's about to jump on, but she held her dress down. She held the dress tightly. She shouldn't be exposed. I don't know if it was a religious woman or not. I don't know if it was even a Jewish woman, but she felt a certain dignity that even at that moment, she's going to die in a matter of seconds and jumping off the top of a building. But she still had a concern for her dignity. She made sure her dress wasn't going to flap up in the wind, you know, to protect her dignity. Anyway, so that's a question, you know, with the Bizayin of the Long or Sameach. We don't have time to go into it in 60. Your Sameach and that Rambam, Perek Tezvav, Alach Aleph, discusses the difference between Tzara and Bizayin. And he says, you know, because at the end of the day, Bizayin is an inner kind of feeling. Tzara, you feel hungry. It's a physical pain. And Bizayin is a more of a psychological pain and so on and so forth. And therefore, even if a person's a trickster, he can say, I can be mochel on the psychological pain, but physical pain or hunger is different. Anyway, that's what Sameach says. I'm sorry, I'm going to want you to have time to take a look at it. Similarly, the Kovet Shurim again, the Rochonan, the Aaron Baba Vasa Osman Tess also talks a little bit about the difference between, you know, Bizayin is a difference in the Tsar and Bizayin. He says, when it comes to Bizayin, the Torah doesn't want us to be advised to anybody. It's not a din in that person. Right? It's not a din of covet for that person. It's covet of Brius in general. Okay, the Torah doesn't want people, but the Chiv of Tzedakah has to do with what giving that person what he needs. Okay, and so therefore he needs Mizonos more than he needs, and he needs clothing. Anyway, that's what he says. But all right, you have time to look at it, take a look. But as far as Tzedakah is concerned, Tzara the Guf is more terrible. Okay, but again, we can ask. So then you don't have to give him if you don't do a Bedikah, but I thought you're Sofek Daraisa L'Chumra, right? So that's the question. So the there's a fascinating Gemara, very strange and interesting Gemara, Ksuba Samach Ches Medala. Again, the implication, we say, it's got to give the guy something, even if you're not sure. Okay. But there's an interesting Gemara, Ksuba Samach Ches Medala, 62. Tongue in cheek, I think, a little bit. Haina Domer of Elazar, Bo Venachsik Tovel Ramoin. We should thank all the shysters and all the phonies. Why? Not for them, we would sin every day. Because the Torah says, you got to give tzedakah, otherwise someone's going to call and complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about us. And it says whoever turns his eyes from stuck, it's like Avodah Zarah and all these terrible things. How did the Ramoyim protect us? So says Rashi, Samaches Malach 63. Ainu Chotim Shanu Malimin. We all do turn our eyes away sometimes from Aniyah. We just do. All of us do it. It's not the problem just today. The Rambam writes. The Rashi says that a natural thing. The Gemara is saying many people are not so sensitive to Aniyah when it's supposed to be, and we do. We get angry. We do turn away from them. We do let them go empty handed. So what protects us? The fakers, because we can always have a teretz. How do I know the guy's real? I'm not given. Maybe he's a phony. And there are a lot of phonies around. That's the problem. There are a lot of phonies around. In those days also, Ramoyim, right? Tricksters, okay? Undeserving people. So they bail us out, so to speak. Right? That's the idea. So the issue is now, if the Ramoyim, if these tricksters pater us, so to speak, exempt us from the midst of Tzedakah, that means, again, that we don't say Sofek the Lechumra. I don't have to give it all because of these tricksters. But I thought we said Sofek the Raisa Lechumra. So Pnei Yeshua is bothered by that kash. He'll say it outside, 65, Ksuba Samaches Manal. Pnei Yeshua says, in effect, that it means, no, you're potter, the Ramoyim potter us from having to give everything the guy needs. But a little bit, you still have to give, basically. The only potter us from giving Dei Machsoro, okay? But Then we'll say, you know, when it comes to Dei Machsoro, so then we're going to say, you know, we have to investigate and everything else. But to give a little bit, that you have to give. That's what Rabbi Yehoshua says. You have to give Dabar Mur to everybody, even without any Bedika. Okay? But, Ani needs more, and I didn't give him, so that I'm protected because there are some phonies around. Just interesting, Gemara, and that's the resolution. Bottom line, the Rambam writes, 66. Hilchos Manasim Parakzana Lachehel. Move to finish up. Bo Ani B'Shal Dei Machsoro. Right. He asks what he needs. He asks Dei Machsoro. What he have lacking? I need 10 times. And by the way, as a rabbi, I got a call once from a guy. No more than once. I need your rabbi to find me 10 people who give me $10,000 each. Then I'll get back where I have to go. Yeah, I don't think I'm not going to find 10 people who give me $100 each. But you know, it's not so simple, right? And he says. But if I can, I should give him kefiya sargis or whatever I can afford. If not, up to one fifth. That's the mitzvah rumcha we spoke about last week. I was mitzvah chomish. Echad mesav and chasav beni. Give one tenth. That's the minig, the average minig, right? Ma'asuk sofim. Pachos mikan ayin ra. Otherwise, you're cheap. La'olam ayim na'atzma shrisa shekel b'shon. Don't give less than one third. Okay. And then he says, if you know the person and so on. But that's the Rambam. So move to the Right, the Achash Shulchan says, but if the guy is a Ramoy, you don't have to give to him at all. Okay, but again, there are such Ramoyim around, but the Miri writes, it's on the Chesed Aleph there in Ksubas, 16, not Sugi in Ksubas, the Miri writes, and it's only if you know the guy's a phony. Okay, but and sometimes you have a guy, he's collecting so many people, he becomes rich. Right, that's another thing. Some people they go around collecting, they find out they have tons of money because they go around collecting everybody. There are, on the other hand, they're honest people also. I once had a situation where I gave a check to, I shot it a couple of times. I gave a check for whatever it was, and a few weeks later, I got the check back. And thank you very much, we raised enough. They didn't need it, they were raising for somebody who needed that operation, whatever it was. They raised enough, and the family never sent it back. They said, thank you, give it to a different cause. You know, so there are honest people around too, okay. Now, just to finish, what do we mean by a trickster, right? A phony. So there's a Gemara Ksubas, Samach Zayin Rebbeis 69, of Shimon Omer, Yesh Lo Bein Rotzei Sparnes. He has money, but he doesn't want to spend his own money. Why should I spend my own money? I'll go begging money from other people, right? That's Rashi says. Ein Rotzei Sparnes V'Shalo. I don't want to waste my money. I'm putting all my money away in a trust fund. I'm putting all my money away. I don't have any liquid. I'm putting all my money away. I have no money. Mishal Yikim Stoker. That's not right. But I remember, you know, people do it. Okay, I remember Rabbi Yossi Stern, Zichron Livracha, when he founded the Project Ezra here in Teaneck. Sometimes that people come to him, arguing with another community, they need money, and then he investigates, have a lot of money. Oh, but this is the way, and that's tied up over here, and that's tied up over there. People do it. That's not right. That they have the money, but they don't want to spend it because they want to save it something. That's not the stalker. And the Rambam Paskins that way. Hilchos Matnasim, Paragzan Alachetes 71. Osher, Amari Vesatzma, the guy starves himself. He has money to eat, but he starves himself. Okay, and then ain't mashkichin bro. And Shulchan Aruch also, Reishon Gimel Sifyod. He's has an eye towards his money, keeping his money. Then you don't have to do it. Of course, the Rishon Lotzion again says in Reishon Gimel Sifyod 73, Asher Amar Pish. We have to know. Sometimes there are people we think are wealthy and they're not. Okay, sometimes there are people who are wealthy but they lost all their money. Right? That's Chashin Lelitzni Smota. His business turned sour. He didn't publicize it, but there are people. We know people like that in the community also. They're doing very well. Then they didn't tell anybody, so that they talk and need money because that's not illegitimate. Then there's a Chubas in the Marash Dam, quickly 74. What if a guy doesn't want to work? Okay, doesn't want to work. He'd rather, it's easier to get handouts from everybody. So he said, that's not right. He quotes Chazal. What do you mean? Get a menial job someplace, skinning animals. Oh, I'm a big Talmud Chacham. Doesn't matter. I feel Chacham Mechubad. Yasim wants Menuvelas. Right? But all you start with is don't throw yourself on. If you have to do a job, you do the job, no matter what it is. Even if it's menial labor, if it's demeaning for your character, too bad. And he says, Pshita she'en chilak bein misha ein yesh lo bein arosa esparnes, misha ein lo mos bein yachol esparnes makam achim and melocha umnus oskore. I can get a job. I can have earn money. And you don't. That's not called de machsor she yechsar lo. He's missing. He's missing because he's caused himself to miss. Same thing that Sam Sofer writes in the Tshuva. Yoredeus in Reish Chof Tes, 75. Aval kol zman sheyochel esparnes v'maaseh yodov, lav kol kamina lahatil atzmo bonav. He's talking about children. I don't throw myself to behind my children. I can make a living. On the other hand, the Netziv is a little more lenient in that regard. Tshuva's meishav dover chelek beisim and samach, 76. The Netziv writes, the guy doesn't have any money right now, even though he can get a job. We still should give him stalker. That's what he says. Now, it's interesting, just to conclude, what if I did? So the bottom line is, it's very helpful to have a stalker certificate, and now you can do it online, at least in our local community stalker over here. Each guy is registered, and you go on the Bergen County stalker, you know, .org, and see that the guy tells his name. You can see his picture. You don't even have to answer the door. Right, you can see his picture and so on. Anyway, there's ways to do it, high tech. But what if I ended up giving money to someone who wasn't really deserving? Was I a kaim stalker? So there's an interesting gemara in Baba Kama, Tezan Rebeis, based on a pasuk Yirmiyahu, Perek Yirchaz, pasuk of Gimel 77, where he says Yirmiyahu is angry at the Jewish people. You know, they tried to kill him and they threw him to prison, all this stuff. So he says, don't let them get away with any mitzvahs. Right? You mukshol lefonecha be'ish apcha asevahem. Right? Even they do, and the gemara explains that to mean, the Yirmiyahu said, "Ribono shel afilu b'shosh she'osim stalka hachshilam b'nei adam she'enam huganim kadei shelo yikablu alein tzchar." Trip them up, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even they give tzokah, the person doesn't need it, they won't get a reward. But the Mekhi Yosef is quick to say on the Baba Kama Vavad Beis, the page of the Rif, the Rav says, "Charomer hod enam kabel tzchar hainu dafka mishiyodeh bo." That's the only thing you know that the guy is you know, ain't no mahugan, and you get ain't no hugan, you give it to him anyway. But you don't know, you get a schar, even if it turns out, retroactively, it turns out the guy wasn't able at the time you thought he was, you still do get a schar. Anyway, bottom line is it's helpful to have certificates because that way it's been checked out. We did the bedika, and, you know, yes, sveika the rice al chomish, you give somebody, everything to somebody, to, something to everybody who comes to the door, but it can be only matanam wetas. I know somebody who gives, he gives a talk that he gives, but he gives $1 to everyone who comes to the door. $1. They're not happy about it. Okay, but I got a lot of people coming, right? So, he also, the same person, feels that if he gets something in the mail, that also counts like a guy knocking the door. I don't think that's so partial, but that's what he held. He writes, he gives big checks to those organizations he supports, but all the other organizations, he sent the check for $1, right? He gave something. Just to finish up, last thing, Mamish, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Matna Sani Imper Gur Alach Aleph, Chayavan Ali Zor B'mitzvot Tzedakah, is very careful the mitzvot Tzedakah, even more than the other mitzvot Tzedakah. Is that Rambam language, the Rambam? Yosem Mikol Mitzvot Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is a simon for the Zer Avram, that's a pasuk in Parash Vayera, Rashi's Perek Yudches, Pesuk Yudches, Nitez, Avram talks about Avram, and it says, Laso, Shomer Derech Hashem, Laso Tzedakah Mishpah. So we want to make sure we're counted among the Zer Avram, you give Tzedakah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kisei Yisrael, the Jewish throne, so to speak, right? The Jewish glory is based on Tzedakah, because the Pasuk Yishayah Perek Nandal, Pasuk Yudala 82, but Tzedakah Tikonani. And finally, the Geula comes because it's Tzedakah, Pasuk at the end of the Haftarah of Shabbos Lazon, Yishayah Perek Allah, Pasuk Yisrael Zayin, Tzion B'mishpat Tipada, Yishaveh B'Tzedakah. So these are all the importance of giving Tzedakah. And, you know, is it necessary to have a Tzedakah collector certificate? It's not necessary, but it's certainly helpful. We know we're not dealing with Ramoyim, hopefully. We're not dealing with tricksters and fraudsters. And then we give everybody something who's coming knocking on the doors.
Excuse me, Rabbi.
Okay, stop over here.
Today there are hundreds.
I'm sorry.
There are hundreds of thousands of jobs available, lower pay. So theoretically, we could say we can bring him right over to the Ezra fund and say,
yeah.
So why give him Tzedakah? Why not just say, here, I'll give
him Tzedakah? So first of all, some of these people, you have to figure out, I'm not capable of holding a job now. I'm not capable of working. But the best thing would be to you know, the question is, what if the person refuses the job? So that goes back to Machlokas.
Right, I'm saying, and many people are refusing now.
Yes.
You have to make more money on Tzedakah.
Yeah, and it's true. And that's what the Marash Dam says. He thinks it's not right. So he agrees with you. And I don't know, practical policy may make a lot of sense. And it's if this is Chassam Sof also said like that. Not right that he should throw himself on other people if he's capable of working. All right, some of these people are not capable of working. That's the truth. They just can't hold a job. I know some people I know personally, they're nice people and all that, but they just can't hold a job. Whatever they have, they come late, they oversleep, they don't come, you know. But they know Hanami, the best thing is to get the person a job. It's a problem, you know. It's a big problem. And again, today, and I don't know if they envisioned what we have today, where everybody's got lists and cars and drivers and taking you to places. And again, I had today, during the day, I had two phone calls. One from somebody's information. So I don't happen to know. It's a legitimate cause. He's got a child that has cerebral palsy and have to buy an apartment on Friday. It's all legitimate. I was giving him that. And then somebody else called Meritius Solos. I never met there, you know. Whatever, I helped him once. That's it, you know. So he's on the phone. I said, I just sent Pesach time. I can't say every 2 months. I can't say, oh, but now it's an emergency. It's always, some of these people in Nebuchadnezzar, it's always an emergency. If it's not this thing, it's a different thing. That's what they're in. On the other hand, they're desperate also. Well, they have no choice. They can't do it. You know, they can't hack it. So it's a big problem. You have to be as kind as you can, but you also have to use Seichel. That's the bottom line. And I was just trying to give an overview.
Okay. Have a good night. Good. Shabbos.
Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.
Call to the Shabbos.